It's Tuesday, January 27th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. On Saturday and Sunday, there were demonstrations against the conduct of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and other federal agencies in the wake of a pair of fatal shootings by agents in Minnesota. A federal judge in Illinois blocked the Trump administration's plan to end temporary protective status for Burmese nationals living in the U.S. And a state House bill would eliminate the Indiana Natural Resources Commission and a few other state boards. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. In spite of the weather this past weekend, residents of Northeast Indiana were out on the streets again protesting the actions of the federal government, specifically Immigration and Customs Enforcement. About a dozen protesters gathered in front of the Noble County Courthouse on Saturday afternoon. Organizers said they had a few more hecklers than normal, but were happy with the turnout overall given the weather conditions. After the fatal shooting of Minnesota nurse Alex Preddy by federal officers Saturday afternoon, Fort Wayne area organizers again summoned demonstrators to the courthouse green on Sunday. As they did after the fatal shooting of Renee Good by ICE agents earlier this month in Minneapolis, the protesters marched the roughly half mile from the Allen County Courthouse to the E. Ross Adair Federal Building. About 150 people showed up in the heavy snow and extreme cold to demonstrate. Organizers of that protest said that there were no hecklers, just a community hoping to bring healing and peace back into the conversation. A federal judge in Illinois blocked the Trump administration's plan to end temporary protective status for Burmese nationals living in the U.S. The administration planned to begin deportations of the population on Monday. Fort Wayne is home to a large number of Burmese immigrants and refugees and has been for more than 30 years. The Department of Homeland Security chose to end deportation protections for residents from Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, citing free elections expected to happen in the country later this year. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew F. Kennelly called the decision arbitrary and capricious, a legal term to mean the decision was seemingly random or by chance. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has terminated TPS for every country that has come up as eligible, Kennelly wrote in his order. A status hearing has been scheduled for February 6th. A state House bill would eliminate the Indiana Natural Resources Commission and a few other state boards. Among other things, the NRC dedicates nature preserves, sets camping fees, and guides how state laws should be interpreted. WFIU News' Rebecca Thiel reports conservation advocates worry this will mean less opportunity for the public to get involved in these decisions.
Dan Borrett is the executive director of the Indiana Wildlife Federation. He says the NRC is the main way the Department of Natural Resources gets feedback from the public, and losing it could silence that voice. Borrett says the commission itself is partly staffed by Indiana residents who live and breathe the outdoors.
These are people who hunt our woods, fish our streams, and hike our trails.
The DNR administration says the commission isn't necessary. It says some of the NRC's work is now handled in-house by the agency. The public can also still comment on the DNR's rules. I'm Rebecca Thiel in Bloomington.
The bill would also eliminate the Indiana Fire Prevention and Building Safety Commission, which creates and reviews state building codes and transfer those duties to the Department of Homeland Security. Architects worry this means Indiana building codes will no longer be overseen by a diverse group of industry experts who understand these highly technical codes. Indiana Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray is sharing more about why he opposed redistricting. Despite pressure from the Trump administration, Indiana senators declined to redraw congressional district maps. Those maps would have given Republicans full control of the state's 9 districts. They currently control 7. Bray says even now, there's not a candidate that could win those 2 remaining seats.
They haven't walked in the parade, they haven't gone to the fair, they haven't tenderloined with constituents in any part of the district at this point, haven't raised a dollar of money. So I think it's a fiction to think that all of a sudden we could turn that into 9-0.
That was at an Owen County event last Saturday. Bray also said most of his constituents were against redistricting. After redistricting efforts failed, Trump called out Bray on social media and vowed to remove him from office. Trump says Bray has, quote, betrayed the Republican Party. But on Saturday, Bray said he didn't turn any senators against the idea of redistricting.
And that's not how I lead my caucus. It's the honor of my life to be the president pro tem of the Senate. I lead by consensus. We work together to figure out what the right thing to do with it. The people that decided they were for it, I gave them no pressure or punishment whatsoever. The people that weren't for it, it was their decision completely. And that's where the Senate landed.
Brace said the General Assembly could consider a similar bill next year, but redistricting is off the table for this legislative session. More news in a moment.
Hello, my name is Robert Haddad, and I'm a teacher at Fort Wayne Community Schools. WBOY have been crucial to my classroom, and as a community partner and public radio station, they are an excellent source for facts. It's a reliable news source for my students, for myself, especially in the age of misinformation, disinformation, propaganda. They're just an invaluable community partner for us. So join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how to at wboy.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Winter storms over the weekend prompted a statewide disaster emergency declaration in Indiana. The 60-day emergency activates the Indiana Department of Homeland Security and National Guard to assist with road clearing and emergency operations. The Women's Fund of Greater Fort Wayne and Avow partnered together for a public panel session to discuss bills moving through Indiana's legislative session, specifically those that affect women and girls. And state lawmakers are pushing a bill to convince the Chicago Bears to relocate to Indiana. That's Who and What for Tuesday, January 27th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.